Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Did not get a successful two-point attempt. This for the win. 4 seconds left in the game, but this is likely the final play that matters. End zone wide open. What a night for Mike Williams. And the Chargers have their first lead of the night at 29-28.
How about that game last night?
That's my man.
Were you guys awake? I know Hardy was. Nope. He texted me back. Where the hell were you guys?
Nope. When they got down by 14, was it the second time?
Yeah, they went down 28-14.
I'm good. Well, I'm going to bed.
I figured a lot of people checked out there.
I turned it off and started watching other stuff, but I checked back in.
But I rewatched a lot of it today. And the great thing about the NFL Network, they rerun it early in the morning prior to Good Morning Football. So I saw the whole second half. I watched the whole second half this morning. Got up early, and I'm like, holy crap. Phillip Rivers, man. I told you. That's my man.
Oh,
modern-day Marino.
Please.
Oh,
when
please.
Did you ever
I
say
love
that?
It.
Please. What? When did you ever, when did you ever,
Jim,
when did you ever go off
if I ever not said I love
modern-day Marino?
Yes. Yeah, would Marino ever win? Same thing as this guy. He cuts his sleeves.
Except Marino was way better than this guy. How dare you put them in the same breath?
I'm not putting him in the same breath, but that's the closest thing to Marino, modern day.
Oh, calling him modern day Marino, I would say exactly that. Put
you
him
don't
in the
comparisons.
Same breath.
Same, like, slotted
no.
delivery. Oh, man.
No. No, I don't.
That was a good ball.
So at 28-14, I did the, all right, I'm ready to check out.
Yeah.
But I'll watch another drive.
One more drive.
I'll watch another drive in San Diego. Excuse me. Los Angeles.
Oh, Kelsey, you douche.
Los Angeles would not go away.
Did you see?
The
did you
flags.
See? Oh, my God, the flags.
How about the last drive, though?
So many flags.
How about Andy Reid
so
staring?
So many calls and flags.
Andy Reid staring at his menu, his cheesecake menu, that Mike Lombardi likes to call it.
Buried in that
and
thing.
Just staring at it while Mahomes is in the huddle, and the entire Kansas City Chief team on offense, that final drive, they're just looking to the sideline. What are we doing? We're just taking our foot off the gas? We're gonna do a play call? Kelsey's not doing that. He's standing there with his arms down.
The last two
and then
drives.
He's trying to get the crowd going while the defense is getting hung out to dry again because the head coach called a timeout.
It was the last two drives.
They called timeout on defense.
Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs will not win in the divisional round. They're going to get popped. I'm telling you. I don't care who they play.
They fell apart at the end against the Patriots and lost. They lost to the Rams. And now they've played another primetime important game.
They've unfolded.
And they found a way to lose. That's how I feel like last night went in the fourth quarter. The Chiefs found a way to lose.
They were up 14 with 5 minutes and change left. They were up 14 trying to close that game out at home in Arrowhead. You know, everybody's afraid to go to Arrowhead.
How did you like the timeout with 8 seconds left by Andy Reid?
Why?
Do you know what I thought it was when they blew the whistle?
I thought the Chargers had it, but they blew it and they didn't have any left.
They had no timeouts left. I didn't think they'd call the timeout. You know what I thought they
with Walt Coleman?
I thought they hadn't reset the clock.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, this seems sort of quick.
They can't call timeout.
I'm like, I knew it wasn't a timeout because you could see their reaction looking around for the whistle. Like, what happened? They were stunned. They were stunned by that. And so I guess if you think that you really are going to benefit defensively from calling the timeout, then you call it. But then, of course, you got a ticky-tack, ridiculous call on the back line of the end zone. That call sucked.
It sucked, but it was the right call. He grabbed his arm. Can't grab his arm.
Do you think he could have made that catch? Do you think that ball was...
Yeah.
I know he put his hands on it. You think that if he had his other arm available, he was making that catch? I don't know. I just think
could've.
That's a ticky-tack call, and I know that's what they tell you to look for.
If that ball, if
as
that
Mike
ball,
Pereira said,
if the ball was 3 feet higher and he air melted into the stands, that's a no call. The fact he got up and got a hand on it, that's got to be called. He touched the ball.
That's so bad.
It's got to be called.
And what are you doing? Why are you even bothering to grab his hand there?
I don't know. Why don't you play the ball?
That's a
go
bad,
up and play the ball.
That's a bad mistake. Do we have Phillip Rivers post-game talking about that timeout that Andy Reid decided to call with 8 seconds left. Again, I was so surprised by it watching. I thought, oh, they didn't reset the play clock. That must be what happened. Because it was down to 6 seconds, I believe, when the whistle was blown. And the Chargers looked hurried. And no, they were just hurried and running around and were confused because they were just caught up in the moment and the rush of trying to get into the end zone. And then they were given the benefit of a timeout.
Guys kept battling. I mean, Mike's close. He almost pulled this one down one hand.
Yeah, that was impressive.
When we had to use that last timeout after my sack, when I should have probably thrown it away, we were getting a little bit of scramble mode.
Uh-huh.
You know, Andy Reid called one timeout that gave us a little bit of time to regroup. And here we said, let's throw Michael Fade or Gates down the seam with 8 seconds left. If we don't score now, we can run it or throw it on the last play of the game. But we scored there with 8 seconds left.
I'd like to thank the good Lord and Andy Reid for this win.
We're in a little bit of panic mode. We're already in scramble. Our mindset is scramble, scramble.
They were scrambling.
I blew it on the sack. I probably should have thrown it away, but Andy Reid saved my ass. And then everything came together for us.
The whole team.
Andy Reid allowed us to regroup.
Whole team decided they were going for two. You know? It was this big collective decision. After the game, they kept talking about, we decided we were going to go for two. Like, the offensive linemen are talking about it. The receivers are talking about it. I'm like, Where's the coach? Doesn't the coach decide whether or not if you're going to go for two to try and win the game?
Yeah, he said that. He said that after the game. He said we came here to win. We were going for two there.
Yeah, but
Philip Rivers didn't know it.
What was the quote from Anthony Lynn though?
No, Philip Rivers said I would have kicked the extra point and gone to overtime and hope. And then he said coach told us we're going for two to win the game.
Yeah. Lynn was the one that told him we're going for two.
When I was watching the initial post game and then rewatching this morning, it sounded like the players were like up and down the sidelines saying we're going for two, we're going for two, we're going for two.
Yeah.
Like almost like whatever.
So maybe the defense told Lynn, hey, if we score here, we're going for two. And then Lynn told Rivers, we're going for two.
Here was Anthony Lynn after the game. We didn't come here for a tie. We came here to win. To me, it was a no-brainer on going for two.
Balls.
But that play, they knew that Williams was going to get that open. I want to know how they knew that, because they did. They had so much confidence in that play.
Same play earlier in the first half on the other side. They hit him on a touchdown. He said they dressed it up a little differently. But they knew that Kansas City's so stupid defensively, they're going to jump our spot route. So the second he cleared, you see him throw his hand up on a two-pointer. Meaning, I got this. Like, there's nobody outside. Outside defender. And you're taught, outside defender. We've done this with the Super Bowl with Malcolm. You know, how you misplay it off the bunch. That bunch, that screws people up, man. I don't know why the Patriots don't do more of that stuff. The Steelers run a ton of it. Because it's like, you got to make a quick decision. I got the outside guy, or I got the inside guy. And then they run that cross, and you're like, oh, crap. All it takes is one guy to screw up, and you got him.
He was that considered wide. A bunch with only two guys?
Yeah, it's a stack. Yeah.
Yeah, how many good
was
wins?
It so tight?
All like three defenders went for the inside guy. It was crazy.
It's unbelievable.
How many good wins do the Chiefs have?
We did this 3 weeks ago. Not many.
At Pittsburgh, is that's considered
week
a good win?
I think that's a good win. At Pittsburgh, week two.
At that time, that's a great
win. The Chargers
win.
In week one.
That was like a home game. All Chiefs fans. That was before people got on the Chargers bandwagon. The whole crowd was red that game.
38-28, right. they won that game.
That's right.
So week one and week two, they had two good wins to open the year. On the road at the Rams, on the road at the Chargers, on the road at Pittsburgh. Then they beat San Francisco, Denver, Jacksonville. They lost to the Patriots. They beat Cincinnati, Denver, Cleveland, Arizona.
Now look at the last 2 weeks. So they look invincible at home now.
And then
you talk about that home field advantage.
Since that
the Ravens had them.
Since that point, they've lost at the Rams. They beat Oakland by a touchdown. They barely beat Baltimore. And then last night, they lost against the Chargers. They're trending in the wrong direction.
Right.
It may not feel that way.
Baltimore's a good win, right?
Yeah.
Baltimore's a good win, but they were home. Baltimore came in there and had that game. They had them. You had to close your eyes and throw the ball up on 4th and 9.
It just doesn't feel like they're playing their best football right now.
Right.
Is what it feels like.
Yeah, but their quarterback throws no-look passes, so they're going to go, right? They're going to go to the
Super Bowl.
Jordan.
They have, in the biggest spots, the game at New England.
Crap.
The game, again, big primetime matchup, big showdown with the Patriots. They lose. They lost to the Rams, and now they lost to the Chargers last night in a very important game for how they're going to seed. They've puked all over themselves in the big spots. That is classic Andy Reid. That is classic Andy Reid, calling a timeout with 8 seconds left.
What's he doing?
Yes, the refs played a huge role in that last night.
How about
night?
The conservative play calling?
You know? Very conservative. That's who he is.
Yes.
That's who he is. So if you're saying you think the Chiefs are going to get popped in the divisional round,
I do.
Who's to argue with that?
It doesn't matter what the matchup is, whether it's Texans, whether it's us. Who knows? Who knows how this stuff's going
to
work
out? I don't know. They can change perception if they go to Seattle and pop Seattle next week, though. That's a good football
team. All of a sudden, Sunday night football is a very important game.
Oh, what is that? Is that a prime time?
That's Sunday night, right?
You got 10 days off here. You got the 10 days off to play Seattle.
0-3 in prime time.
Big prime time games. They have not fared well in these. You know, sort of like playoff games.
Let's go, 12th man.
So, 12. I will tell you that last night, watching the Chiefs unable to hang on to a 2-touchdown lead at home in the fourth quarter has me second-guessing my belief in the Chiefs that they are a better team than what we know them as, that they're better than what they've been over the last few years. How could you not? How could you not watch that and think that maybe they're not as good as we think they are?
The kid's going to be really good until he learns how to protect the ball and finish games. He hasn't shown the ability to finish it.
Well, their defense also sucks.
I guess they got another guy out. He's getting wrist surgery today.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
We know it'll be terrible towels waving. We know at one point they'll drop their theme song and the crowd will go crazy. But it's a fun atmosphere. You know, it's going to be that playoff type atmosphere where it feels like both teams just have to win this game. And I know their fans will bring that kind of energy. We know we might get 10, 15 Patriot fans. You know, whoever can probably find a ticket to get in there or try to get in there.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home. Oh, mama, I can hear you a crying. You're so blows. Scared and all alone.
It's pretty cool being there, though, seeing it, though.
Coming down from the gallows, and I don't have
it's not bad. The towels get cranking. It's so Pittsburgh. It's so 80s. You know? What are you going to do? Go to Giant Eagle? Get some chips? We'll go downtown? Hey, what time you all getting there? What are you going to wear? Your Acid Watch? JJ, I wear my Mario Francois Jabros. Got the new button fly. New thing I got out called button fly. Yeah, no zipper. Breads. Pittsburgh.
Zoe remembers Pittsburgh exactly as he left it.
It's a different town, man.
Like 90.
It's the same. That's the same. It hasn't changed, dude. That's what they are.
Jabot jeans. Are they pegging the bottoms of them?
Oh, yeah. You roll them up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little upper cuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get the Reebok pump shoes. Oh, yeah, nice.
Forget about the pumps. You need the aerobic white high
Beetle, you'd love it there because it is it's a satin jacket central. Like the black Steeler satin one with the big the big round logo.
Very
on the back.
Nice, very nice.
They got Super Bowl patches from the 70s and 80s and one for the thumb in 81, man. Let's go. You know?
Yeah.
Do people bring the terrible towels with them or do they hand them out like every game?
They stick them in their pants, Jim. They just you walk around with them on your shoulders, wrapped around your neck.
They're not cheap.
You don't hand them out. Towels.
So they
you
don't hand them out. They have to buy them.
They're not free. Wow. They're like $20. They're not. I've been down there and seen them for sale.
My original one.
I thought this was like a gimmick that they handed out at the gate. No.
Myron Cope thing, right? Myron Cope. Announcer.
Myron Cope.
You buy them.
His kid had some issues, and Myron set up a fund, and it went directly, and it was all for charity. And this thing took off back in the early 70s, and it was the terrible towel. My original one turned orange. It's like it's orange looking. You have to buy the
towel.
How
did it turn orange?
Well, just after.
What are you doing with it?
It wasn't. Like the ones you see now, they're like bright yellow.
Yeah.
Like it's just a different fabric back then. You know, it fades. So it like looks orangish. It's not like a true gold, true yellow.
The towel manufacturing they've cheapened over the years the towel. Has really improved.
They've cheapened the towel. And now they're taking you to the bank on it. You get it right, to Kaufman's.
So that's what they're going to play. They're going to play that song at the start of the fourth quarter? Is that what they're playing?
Start of fourth quarter. Yeah, well, hopefully when you're down 14.
So explain the difference between that and playing Your Love, Josie, at Gillette Stadium.
Because it's end of third quarter, start of fourth quarter every single time.
Okay, but
regardless.
But
it's stamped.
Is it your problem with when it gets played or just a cheesy just old song
just
being
a
played?
Cheesy old song. Yeah, Steelers.
So how is it different from Josie?
Huh? It's the same. Ours is better. You only play it when like the game's in hand. You know, it's the big touchdown after the
Okay. It's timing. I don't know.
You know, ask me what the secret is.
What's the secret?
Timing.
Timing. That's okay. What they want to do with Josie in the third quarter. I'm like, no, we don't want to be Sweet Caroline. You don't want to timestamp that thing. It's right. A feel. You don't play it every game.
It's a what?
We don't. It's a feel. Oh, you got to have a feel.
A feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to feel it out. See, you still back in the Steelers for Sunday?
I'm starting to change a little bit.
Oh, here it is. Here it starts.
I'm going to do my pick at 120.
Oh, wow. What a tease.
I'm going to 120.
I got to wait 3 hours to figure out who you like in this game? You've been picking the Steelers all week.
I did a TV show on Monday. That airs Friday that I picked the Steelers 26-21.
26-21 Steelers.
Yeah. That was that was on Monday. Now, remember how I felt Monday. You know, day removed from that devastation. They got to prove they're a good road team. This is...
So if you pick the Pats today, you can ride your victory train on Monday no matter what.
Oh, I could, yeah. Yeah, do like 48 did, right? Didn't he like pick against them last week? Then he picked them? Or picked against them?
I don't know. You've been railing on that. No, so
well, that's part of the problem is you tape so many things. You have so many shows.
Yeah.
That, okay, let's get, what the hell?
But whatever you end up picking is what you got to stick with at the end.
Right. Well, I know. I'm on record Monday picking Steelers 26-21. So last night gets me feeling better because I get more excited. Like,
all right.
It opens the door more for you. You know what I'm saying?
Are you more concerned about the offense or the defense?
Defense. I'm not worried. The offense is going to score. You may have to score 38 in this game if you think you're going to win. You may have to score 38. I'm not worried about the offense at all. I'm not. Defense, worried.
Defense on the road has been a problem.
Well, what do you do? Do you get Shelton up and running this week? Like, he didn't play last week. Malcolm Brown got his ass handed to him last week.
I don't know, Zoe. I don't know that we are going to see Shelton again. Do you know why?
No Connor.
Pittsburgh just isn't running the ball anymore.
They're going to throw it.
They're just not running the ball.
No, so don't bring Shelton in this game. You want them to run the ball. You don't want them throwing the ball over the place.
No. Yeah.
You want to invite them to run the ball.
Bait them into running the ball. I don't think Shelton's going to end up being active again. Watch, he's going to have another
inactive.
You know what
we're going to do? We're going to go with our athletic front. Yeah, we're going to go with our faster, you know, smaller athletic front. Dare you to run. Mm. Like that.
You're doing well. If you're getting them to run, you're doing okay. Instead of throwing it all over the yard.
Where's the local Steeler fans? We always call. Be yapping.
I don't know. They might be.
They're kind of quiet, too. Well, you lost three in a row. I mean, not much to brag about. This could be four in a row.
Yeah.
Four in a row.
Yeah, I think it is going to be four in a row.
Wow. That team's too good to lose four in a row like this at this time.
Sorry. Their season is going to fall apart here. It's about they're on the verge of falling off the cliff.
This is like, you know,
the
like
Patriots are going to push them right off of it.
And not to say that the Packers are a bad team, but the Packers are they're a pretty good team. And look, they got Mike McCarthy fired. This could be the beginning of the end of Mike Tomlin. Seriously.
Yeah, it absolutely like, could be.
Rooney's could say, you know what? There's a shelf life here, and we're going to be in a transition period. We're too good. We paid too much money to people, too much guaranteed money to have this type of record.
617-779-0985. Jimmy and Methuen. What's up, Jimmy? Jimmy?
We're sitting here how we feel worse about the Chiefs, but we lost to Ryan Tannehill and Marcus Mariota, as well as Detroit. So I don't think that we're really playing all that much better than the Chiefs, who just lost to San Diego.
Yeah, I would agree with you. What does one have to do with the other, though? You can still say that the Chiefs are not as good as you think they are.
You also beaten Rodgers, Kirk Cousins. I mean...
True. I guess I just don't have as much confidence in past years in this Pats team this year, if that makes sense.
I don't think we do either.
Like, if they played Kansas City today, neutral field, who do you think wins?
Neutral field right now, I think that you'd end up with a game like what you saw here in Foxborough.
Who has the ball last?
Who's going to score last?
Yeah, who's got the ball last? Who manages the end of the clock?
Here's what's changed for me. A week ago, I was saying if those two teams matched up in the playoffs, I would pick the Chiefs, especially at their place. Now I don't know. Now I think they're closer than I really thought they were, and that includes knowing that the Patriots found a way to lose against Ryan Tannehill and lost at Detroit. They're closer than I thought they were.
Just because you say something about one team doesn't mean you think differently about the Patriots.
I don't.
You saw the game last night and reacted to the game last night. It's not like the Patriots got better last night.
No.
I had a high opinion of the Chiefs.
It should make you – it also it almost should make you angry. Change.
Yeah. That's all.
I'm deathly afraid of the Chargers. That team can travel. That team can travel and win.
They look hard.
That defense travels. That offense is tough. They lost their best offensive player. They had their two best offensive players out, and they still won the game.
So they got off to a bad start last year. Do you know they're 20-6 in their last 26 games? That's pretty damn good.
Think about that too, and the travel that the quarterback does each and every day to go back and forth. Yeah. I know you could say, well, why don't you just move your family? And
2 hours in the car.
That's his own decision. But to go in a different city, to not really have your base, to feel different, you don't feel like you're a stable organization.
He
sucks
in the playoffs and always has.
He played on an ACL tear.
What's he got? 11 TDs, 9 picks?
You're too critical of him.
I think that's what he's got.
You're too critical of him.
Yeah, because he's been to the playoffs, what, 4 times in his career?
I think he's got four some times? Balls. He drops his nuts. He's got balls. I like the guy. Yeah,
they've had such bad luck over the last few years. Remember last year, the first two games with that kicker?
Yeah.
That they had that Young Ho Koo, was that his name? The kicker missed the extra point, missed the field goals. They lost the first two games. That's why they didn't make the playoffs. This stuff's starting to turn around on them this year.
What other quarterback?
They won the game on a 2-point conversion last night. The Titans went for two, and they stopped them to win a game. Stuff's starting to turn a little bit for them.
Yeah, but with Phillip Rivers specifically, because that so says I'm too critical of Phillip Rivers, I would just say that in his career, you know, for the span of his career, what year did he come into the league?
He was Eli.
2004.
It's him and Eli, right?
He didn't start until 06, the first year he really started.
Okay, so he's started for over a decade. So let's say 12 years, right?
Yep.
What other franchise quarterback makes the playoffs 4 times in that? I think it's 4. Let me double check that. No, it's actually
They had a really good year, the LT year. What, they were 14-2, number one seed when Patriots beat him out there?
His first playoff season, was not his fault.
He's got 3 wild card round wins and 1 divisional round win. That's what he's got.
Are you putting 06 on him? Brady throwing the pick.
That was Marty.
Fumbling.
No. Marty, too. Marty wasn't a great coach. LT broke all kind of records. They were a running team then.
Different type of team.
Emergence of Gates.
That was LT. Like
that's Sean Merriman, right?
LT lights out.
Sean Merriman, Fear the Turtle. Merriman.
I just think that Phillip Rivers has, for all the franchise quarterbacks of this era, it just doesn't feel like he's sort of stacked up in terms of actually winning something.
I'll agree with you on that,
right?
David Price,
a little bit. I mean, even Eli. Who would you rather have as your quarterback, Phillip Rivers or Eli Manning?
Phillip Rivers.
I'd rather have Phillip Rivers, but Eli Manning has won 2 Super Bowls. Phillip Rivers hasn't even come close to that.
Got that stupid face.
Oh, at least Eli has won some games when it really matters.
Yeah.
That's all. So, yeah. Do I have a bias against Phillip Rivers?
Yes.
Yes, I do. I'm biased because I just don't like him.
Yeah.
I've never really liked him. I've never really liked these Charger teams. I couldn't stand him. I couldn't stand Tomlinson, you know, when they were playing those games against the Patriots going back to over a decade ago. I couldn't stand them then. I thought they're a bunch of whiny babies. They still are. How about Phillip Rivers last night? He's still whining and crying to the refs nonstop.
Baby.
Oh, it's so obnoxious to watch. Anyone who ever bitches about Tom Brady whining, go watch Phillip Rivers for a game.
That's Marino-like.
Oh, it is Marino-like. It is. Yeah. But again, Marino was way better. Way better. 617-779-0985. Let's get to more of your calls coming up. We're also going to get to the football card.
Oh.
Coming up at 10:50. Last week, T-Bone ruined it for us.
Of course he did.
Ruined it.
Dumb picks.
By picking the over in that Army game.
The Patriots cover for Zoe?
No, but right out of the gate on Saturday,
T-Bone,
we'd already lost.
Didn't matter what
we
I did.
We lost on Saturday. Sunday didn't matter. It's chronological order.
So the Patriots looked at the Tom's pick and said, already lost their parlay.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
You know what? He took that stupid over, and Belichick's being a Navy guy. Said, since this dumb pick happened, we're going
to
put Gronk.
Comes down to one thing. We had nothing to look forward to on Sunday.
Take McCourty off the field here.
The bet was over on Saturday afternoon. We'll get to that coming up at 10:50.
Stupid.
Sports Hub headlines.
Both the Bruins and Celtics in action tonight. Green go for an 8th straight win. They're home to take on the Atlanta Hawks. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell have the call starting at 6:30. That's the pregame on 105.7 WROR. Because the Bruins will be here on the Sports Hub. Taking on the Penguins in Pittsburgh. Judd's Rott, Bob Beers on that call. As always, another 6:30 pregame here on the Bruins Radio Network, driven by the award-winning Honda CRV. The Patriots are also in Pittsburgh this weekend. They'll take on the Steelers on Sunday. Julian Edelman, pretty good lately, still.
You're always trying to improve. You can always be better. You know, the more and more we play together each week, you're building on your foundation. So I wouldn't say where we want to be, but we're trusting the process of going out and working hard each day in practice and trying to improve and see where that brings us.
Another day of perfect attendance at Patriots practice yesterday. Headlines are brought to you by BU Men's Hockey at Agganis Arena Friday night. That's tonight, 7:30. Terriers take on the Dartmouth Big Green. Get tickets at agganisarena.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get your headlines anytime on your Alexa voice-activated speaker or right here in 30 minutes.
Zoe and the Beatles, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, it's time to get to Dunkin' because there are great brand-new espresso drinks that are handcrafted coming off of these brand-new state-of-the-art espresso machines. That's right. Zoe is sipping right now.
Sipping is believing.
It's perfect for this time of year. New handcrafted espresso drinks now at Dunkin'. And on top of that, do they have a great deal for you? Any medium latte or cappuccino from 2 to 6 p.m. Yep. for that afternoon Dunkin' run, maybe on your ride home?
Yeah.
$2.
If Felger and Maz are putting you to sleep, you can wake up at Dunkin'.
Oh, yeah. You can bring them right back around.
Right.
Get on over to Dunkin' between 2 and 6 and get any medium latte or cappuccino for just $2.
Can't beat that.
You've got to try it. These smooth, shockingly smooth lattes, macchiatos, and iced cappuccinos are available now. Participation may vary. It's a limited time offer.
America runs on Dunkin'.
New England Honda dealers present Tips for Life Around Here. Spread joy this holiday season by taking a trip in the sleek and sporty Civic to visit the ones you love most. And also your relatives. Visit Honda.
It's your workday made tolerable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Why not us?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Buckle your chin strap.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm putting a little blind faith in the Patriots secondary for this weekend. I do admit, that's what I believe. Believe the McCourty twins,
yeah,
are going to work together in tandem.
Veterans, you're rolling your dice with the vets.
I believe they've got a rebound game in the secondary. I think Gilmore is going to have a better week. Do I have anything solid to stand on when I say that? Not really. How does anybody know? How does anybody know how well these guys are going to play? But I'm putting my faith in them. Putting my faith in them to cover. I'm putting my faith in the defense on the road. That may be stupid. That may be me being a fan. But that's what I believe.
Well, you feel good about the offense and the matchup, right?
Yes, I do.
Gronk's trending right. This could be another big week for him. You know, he seems like he's got a little pep in his step this week. Emergence of Edelman again. Your commitment to run the ball, too. You got to get back to running the ball. You got to mix it up. Just can't go out there and say we're going to throw it 55 times. I just don't believe in Pittsburgh's defense. I don't either. They got bad cover guys. Linebackers, all right. You know, it's not Shazier and company out there running around like wrecking ball. They have some big guys up front. Still have Cam Hayward. Watt off the edge, but they've always handled edge guys well.
That's what they handle well.
Yeah. Where's the edge guy? What do? They usually block it up and run at that edge guy if it's like a Khalil Mack type player. Like, they've neutralized Khalil Mack when they played him. Or any big guy. Same thing with Jason Taylor back in the day. You run at him. Yeah. Spots moving again, too. Yeah. Patriots opened up this week an underdog.
-3.
Now they're favored by 3. Money's going heavy, New England now.
617-779-0985. Todd's in the car. Hi, Todd.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if you guys thought it might be a battle for Los Angeles for the Super Bowl this year.
Rams, Chargers.
I'll tell you what, the Chargers could win that and still not be LA's team.
Right.
That's how that could go.
Yeah. Did you see Aikman's little screen he has in front of him last night?
I didn't notice that.
Big card taped across the top. Los Angeles Chargers. Just so that when you're calling the game, how many times do you stop yourself?
Yeah, that's why we let Stephen A. off the hook for that part.
Yeah.
I do it myself. I did it today to start the show. San Diego. And then I stop and say, excuse me. Yeah. Los Angeles.
Yeah, Los Angeles.
I remember it after I say it. Mm. Yeah, you had to put that up there so he would remember.
Because he's been hitting the head a couple times. Yeah.
Or he's human. And he's so conditioned to saying San Diego Chargers. They've been the San Diego Chargers forever.
I really like Aikman. He does a great job.
You just like Aikman, period. That's what it is.
He's very nice to me.
You like your conversations
with him. Hey, Scotty, how you doing? Yeah. Nice.
Guy's all part of that QB club.
You know what I love about Michaels? He always slides in the place he ate to get the comps. Like you talked about, you know, Patrick Lyons, right? You know, Lyons, bro.
He didn't say that on the air, though.
No. But he tells me that. But then the other night in Chicago, Chicago cut. He talked about a lovely dinner they had there. So I'm sure they got comped that. Really good steakhouse.
Tom's in Newton. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, hey, guys. I had a Patriots take, and I had a question for Zoe. Hey, Zoe.
Yeah.
I'm watching on NBC. Wow, what kind of shades are those? Where can I get sunglasses like that? I'm going on vacation.
Ray-Bans.
I'm trying to pick those up. Ray-Ban? What kind of Ray-Ban?
I don't know what kind.
Are those Ray-Bans? Yeah.
No, these actually aren't Ray-Bans.
Are like knockoff Ray-Bans.
These are cheap.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You just go to a cheap store. Go to
for
dollar
any
store.
Aviator, it's the sunglasses. You can find those.
Go to dollar store. Where are you going on vacation?
Yeah.
I'm going on a cruise.
What cruise are you going on? What kind of boat?
It's that new Royal Caribbean boat.
Oh, my
boat.
God.
I don't know. We'll take a look.
Dude, I swear to you, we stayed in Port Lauderdale last week.
Yeah.
You know, we were passing the boats on the way to the stadium.
Yeah.
There's the new, what's the new big one? It's the biggest ship ever. Is that the one you're going on?
Something of the seas. I don't even know.
I've never seen a boat like this. I mean, we've been on cruises, but
he's seen a lot of boats.
This thing's like 12 stories, and the top of it, they got, you can tell there's two pools. They got the zip line, and it's got the slides outside, and the whole back of it's concave, and they got the big stage seating there. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it should be good. Nice. The question I had on
Patriots.
Yeah, question I had on the Patriots, like this last week, you know, since that Miami debacle, you know, we've been talking about, you know, like the 4th-and-2 game.
Yep.
And just throughout this season, like different low points, you know, we'll talk about, like, you know, that football life with Belichick from like 2009 when he's talking to Brady and he says, I can't get the team to play how I want to play. When you think about it, isn't it like amazing how like we're still, the references we use about Belichick are still from like this 2009 episode. Like we know so little about Belichick's decision making, like what actually goes on behind the scenes. Like we've got Tom versus time. Like there's no Bill versus time. Like someday when it's all said and done and Bill's gone, like, you know, are we still going to be wondering about these things like Butler? And like, it seems like, you know, we're never going to find out. Thanks.
Well, and it's good question. I mean, if you had this wealth of knowledge and you had all this information about him constantly, you know, the intrigue wouldn't be there, right? You wouldn't, the mystique wouldn't be there. Like the two Bills, 30 for 30.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jesus, that was good stuff. I lived that. You're going to get it when it's done. You don't think he's going to allow NFL films to sort of, you know, peek in and sort of document his career? Please. Big NFL films guy. He is. A lot of respect for NFL films. He actually allows them more access, I think, than the damn team. He really does. Like, those guys are always mic'd up, and you know, he doesn't have a problem with them on the sideline filming stuff. So, you know, they cut it up. He allows what's to be shown, but, yeah.
Walter in Fall River.
Hello, Walter.
Guys, there was a point yesterday in the game on the last drive when they got the pass interference and they got the first and goal. Where Troy Aikman was like, they only have two possible things they could do here. They could either run or they could throw. And I was like, really, Troy? That's what you're bringing to the table?
Is that what he said? I didn't pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Went over my head. I was so caught up in the game itself.
I wasn't really paying attention much to what he was saying.
Was that 4th-and-80 hit? That seam route?
Yeah.
That was money.
It was right after the pass interference, they got the first and goal.
Yeah, even Troy, to go back to the pass interference,
Aikman
didn't like the penalty. He didn't like it either. He's like, oh, I know that that's what you want to look for, but that's brutal. That's a handout right there. That wasn't going to be a touchdown. They weren't going to score on that. He wasn't going to reel that in. But I know that's not how you determine whether or not it's called.
The way those guys are taught, if you reach and you grab, you got to call it.
It still sucks.
Sucks.
It still is brutal.
That's like the Phil Simms thing.
Andy
Reid, it's a penalty, but you don't call it in the final 2 minutes. Well, yeah, Phil, you do.
It should be a penalty,
period. If you
break
the rule, you call it.
It just doesn't feel like it was worthy of a penalty.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, T-Bone's the only one that's going to pick a college game this weekend.
I got mine.
Zoe's got his. Why don't we let T-Bone go first? Again, this
Let's start with the stupidity of the show.
We're going to put it in our card, but
What's the matter, T-Bone?
It's optional for the rest of you.
No college game this week you can pick?
No, he's picking...
Big boy football?
What do you have this week, Tom?
It's bowl season, boys.
Yep.
We're going bowling, and we're going to the Camellia Bowl.
I'm sorry,
why don't you go...
Camellia Bowl.
Why don't you go to Star Market and get me lunch?
Montgomery, Alabama.
Montgomery, Alabama, the Camellia Bowl.
I've been there.
Eastern Michigan, Georgia Southern, over 47.5.
What makes you think it's going to go over?
I don't know.
You haven't done any research on that.
Why do we even do this?
Got to take the over on that.
It's a gut feeling.
Does it matter anymore? Do our picks matter now?
Yeah. That's a win.
I looked at the college slate this week. These bowl games are rough. The first few, like, I've seen one of all the teams play. Arizona State once.
Okay.
That's it. So I'm not taking any college games.
What are you doing?
I'm going Packers, +6 at Chicago. Chicago coming off a big-time win.
I like that.
Packers could have put up 50 against the Falcons last week, but they took their foot off the gas.
Right.
I think they go in and win the game, but we got +6. So I'll take +6.
Good, Jim.
Can I tease something? Can I buy a half a point on something?
Yeah.
I want to take the Texans as a road dog. Road favorite. Not a road dog. As a road favorite, I see it at 7 here. I'd really like it at 6.5 if we could do that. Is that okay? What are you laughing at?
I don't know.
What is so funny?
You're buying half points.
I know,
stuff.
Because we think it matters.
We're just so good at, like, you know,
not just
half
you.
A point.
All of us, we think it.
Buy the half a point for the Texans.
You know what? I like this number. Visiting the Jets. I really like it more at 6.5.
So it's -115 at 7. It's -135 if it's 6.5.
All right, that's good. I think that's worth it.
That's a Saturday game, huh?
Yes. Yes.
Baker Mayfield, primetime, Saturday night.
Couple of Saturday games.
Whoa, that's Saturday.
Texans-Jets. Texans-Jets at 4:30.
It's that time of year, that's right.
And the Browns-Broncos in primetime on Saturday.
Ooh.
What a crap game that is.
Football. Football weekend.
Jim?
Browns-Broncos? Crap game?
Yeah, I don't...
I'll watch.
The loser's definitely out of the playoff race.
That's a
I'll
good
watch
game.
Because of the Browns.
You're watching because of Baker Mayfield and the excitement. Look at you. Look at what we're doing now. Look what a guy like Baker Mayfield does.
I'll watch because of the Browns.
Yep.
If the Browns win, I mean, they're right on the heels of the Ravens and the Steelers.
Browns have to win out and need help. Supposedly, they play the Ravens at the end of the year, and it might be who wins that gets in.
Can you imagine that they started out the way they did with that bozo head coach, what they may have wasted? They may have wasted being a playoff team.
Damn.
All right, so there's two.
Nice.
Jim, what's the Saints...
Or three, I should say.
What's the Saints-Panthers line? Last time I saw, Saints were laying 6.5 at Carolina Monday Night Football.
That's what it is, Monday
six
Night.
And a half.
Yep.
Outside. Chilly.
Panthers have sucked.
Panthers suck. Saints are...
Good home team.
Saints are going to win by a touchdown. Don't overthink it. Take the Saints.
There you go.
They're 10-3.
Road favorites. A lot of road favorites here.
That was my second pick.
Can't get enough on the ball.
That's my first pick.
I like that pick.
Leaves it up to you, Zoe.
Jim, what's how's
you
that,
taking the Steelers?
How's that Indy? No, Jim. How's that Indy Dallas line look to you?
Indy's favored by 3.
Uh-huh. I'll take Dallas. Indy. All of a sudden, they're a tough. Ooh, big bad Indianapolis is back. They're gonna get their you know what's knocked right in the dirt. Dallas gonna run right over their face. Statement game for the Cowboys this weekend. How about that, Mabel?
Fastest football card I think we've ever had.
That's when
I didn't have to hit the music a second time.
That's when you know it.
That's
five or ten. Five or ten. We don't have great odds this week, so if we might want to go 10.
All right,
can we talk about
your
work real quick here?
10 units.
10 would return 207.
10 units. Merry Christmas.
So obviously we're on the radio, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Pound that app. Tap that app.
Radio.
Listen to us. Listen.
That would be the 98.5 The Sports Hub app, available for Android, iOS, all that.
And we're also on TV, NBC Sports Boston.
Yes,
and
we
when
are.
Jim elects to play Christmas music coming back from break,
yeah,
they come across some creepy, just you know, Hallmarkish
stock photos.
Yeah, stock photos from like
I haven't seen it.
Some family in the middle of Indiana. Yeah. You know what I'm
saying? Can we put them up on the screen?
Like, yeah.
Do it?
Wait,
it's like the frame. You'd buy it with the frame.
Here,
the one that comes with the frame.
Look at these. Like, it's like creepy Holderness family stuff.
I like that one with the fireplace.
Nice. Look at that. I want to go.
The ones without people
are fine. Here comes the
old leather chair.
It's coming up.
No family's that happy. No family's that happy.
Who are those people?
It's creepy.
Merry Christmas from the Millers.
You didn't brush your teeth. Go brush your teeth. You get syrup all over your hands.
Nobody's that
happy.
Ones,
the ones with people in them are a little
weird. Look at this. Oh, yeah. Look at the gifts, dear. Oh, here, I'll help you take everything out of the...
That looks like, a car commercial. See the corner of the car there?
Oh, yeah.
That looks like it could be a car commercial.
Look how happy she is with her hair brushed in the morning. Oh. You people are freaks at NBC Sports, man. I'll tell you that. Woo. Where do you find these pictures?
Not bad. That's stock. It's
where do you
stocking.
Get that?
Think that's not? You think
that's
not bad?
The all-white store? You're like, jeez.
What?
Look, it's like that. This is
okay. Haunted sleigh.
Nobody has that sleigh out
that's
front.
Not, well, yeah, at a haunted house, you do. That's nice.
What do you want? Colored lights, though.
Haunted house.
Who's got?
I thought you were an all-white, classy, all-white lights guy.
I am.
No?
Who
all
puts right, an ornament on a tree outside?
About the all-white family. No diversity in these.
A lot
pictures.
Of people do. Never seen it.
Who has a turkey?
Yeah, see, turkey at Christmas feels like not a lot.
Nobody eats turkey at Christmas. Yeah, we do.
No, that's not true. Some people do, but not.
No.
It feels
who does turkey?
Like it's sort of old fashioned.
My mother, my mother used to, but she doesn't anymore. You know what we have pretty much resorted to
prime rib and ham.
No, we do Chinese food on Christmas. It's a nice little tradition. You're laying around all day. You open up presents, make a big.
Do you go to the movies too?
Make a big brunch for everybody.
I went to Chinese food place the night before Thanksgiving. It was like the only place that was open.
No, we don't.
No, it was Thanksgiving night. And they had karaoke. It's pretty good.
But no, they're and
we did that last year for the first time, Hardy. It's awesome.
Chinese food on Christmas?
Nobody's got to waste time taking anything out. Like it's done for you. You can just throw it away after you're done. It's perfect.
We make a big brunch.
Throw it away?
And then like 7 hours later, it's like, okay, let's go get
Did you find a new Chinese food place in your new neighborhood?
Oh, there are many Chinese food neighborhoods or Chinese food restaurants.
Chinese food neighborhoods?
Where I live now.
I
don't know the history of Canton, but Cantonese sounds like there may be like
that's definitely it.
There may
yeah.
be a Chinese connection. Maybe I'm just spitballing here. Maybe it's related.
Tell yourself if you're from Canton. Maybe Cantonian.
The Cantonese may have founded Canton.
And again, this is just me. This is life experience.
I told you we got the Renthamites.
The relation, and as close as we are to the town of Sharon. And knowing right. what that demographic is
right.
like,
well, we're sharing
a lot
with
of
you.
Chinese Dinner. Restaurants in Sharon, and also a lot in the southern part of Canton. I'm not going to get into all
okay,
of it, but
so you, what do you have say? You tried one yet? Have you found a good one?
Oh, we have several. We have several. I have my favorite. Marcia has her favorite. We'll see where we go.
You ever eat Kwan's? You ever try Kwan's?
I feel like I'm being set up.
There's one down in Hanover. There's one out by us in Attleboro. Bruce eats there all the time too.
Yeah, I'm going to go to
really
Attleboro.
Good. Juan's is really
Chinese
good.
Food.
Feels like it's a little out of the way.
No, it's pretty good. They got a nice bar.
I'm not going to the bar on Christmas.
I could go for some of those
go to the Cheesecake dumplings. Factory.
Can
for
you go
a
for
drink.
Some of those steamed dumplings right now? The wontons.
Whew, it's Christmas Eve. Oh, Merry Christmas! Come home reeking of scotch and cheesecake.
Turkey. Who puts a two eats turkey? Who wants dry turkey on Thanksgiving on Christmas?
Oh, now you admit
that's
the turkey
dumbest
sucks.
Thing I've ever heard.
Finally, thank you.
No, turkey does suck.
Oh, okay.
I can't stand turkey.
Oh, I didn't know you were with me on this. This
of course.
Whole time, I could have used a lot of backup on this.
I could eat. Now we started getting our turkey smoked. That's why I could eat it. I hate the oven baked turkey. I can't stand it. I do like the dark meat. I'll eat some of that with a lot of gravy on it. I could eat a whole Thanksgiving meal with just sides. I'm fine. Eat turkey. I'd rather eat the skin than the turkey. Hmm. I'm going to get lunch today. Now they're putting up random pictures of Chinese food. This is great. Who's running this back there? Is this?
I don't know, but they're doing a hell of a job. Is Josh there today?
So That's good stuff. Why don't you now send some of that here?
Finally, we get one of the camera shots inside the booth.
Oh, yeah.
Finally.
What do you guys cut to yourselves more
I feel
more
like
often?
Vinny gets a shot every now and again of himself on Felger and Maz, but we've yet to see Josh.
I would like them to cut to them much more often. Give us a little bit of a break, you know?
Yeah.
Feel free to put the camera on yourself.
Feel free to call it, too.
If you're mocking us or making fun of us or whatever you want to do back there, just do it.
If you know where any of the good Chinese joints are in Canton, feel free to call and tell Hardy.
No, Hardy's found
a
couple of them.
We know where they are.
He's already found a couple of them.
I thought you were like, you kind of know, but not that good.
Well, we haven't tried every single one
yet.
Well,
that's sort of
the
problem.
Or there might be one that's lights out.
When you move to a new neighborhood, you got to find your new pizza joint, your new Chinese joint.
You ever been to Moon Villa in Chinatown? You ever been to Moon Villa?
Oh, my God. A lot of tea.
Cold tea. But they're, oh, my God, good stuff. Good pork fried rice there.
Mm.
And cold tea after 2 a.m.
Very
okay.
cool.
Okay.
Can we go?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.